You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Nakita sa pinakahuling pag-aaral na lubhang mataas ang antas ng antibiotics sa mga ilog, kung saan sa ilay may 300 beses ang taas nito sa antas na kinikilalang ligtas. Nagbunga ito ng pagkabahala di lamang sa nakakapinsala sa kapaligiran ng mga kemikal, kundi maaaring dahil dito'y mawalan ng epekto ng ang antibiotic sa mga bakterya. Ang detalye sa ulat ni Gareth Borham na isinalaysay sa wikang Filipino. Sa binitiwang babala ng World Health Organization, mabilis na nauubos ang mga epektibong antibiotic sa buong mundo. Nagdulot ng alarma ang napag-alamang ng mga mananaliksik mula University of York sa United Kingdom. Sa mga nakuhang water sample mula iba't ibang ilog sa iba't ibang bahagi ng mundo, nakita ang pinakamataas na antas ng antibiotic pollution sa Asian subcontinent, sa Africa at South America. Naitala mula sa isang ilog sa Bangladesh ang antas na may 300 beses ang taas sa kinikilalang ligtas na antas. Sinabi ng isa sa mga mayakda ng ulat, Dr. John Wilkinson, sa pag-usap sa BBC, na ang pag-aaral ay ang unang pagsasaliksik na naitangi ng mga paunahing lugar na nagkaroon ng tinatawag na antibiotic environmental exposure.
The Palestinian West Bank, the Nairobi River in Kenya, places in Bangladesh. And these really, what ties these together, we think, are really the way that waste is disposed of. You know, in the UK, for example, we have, you know, very complex and expensive sewage treatment networks that, while they're not designed really to break down pharmaceuticals, other parts of the world, you might not have this sort of infrastructure, and you can get sort of direct discharge of sewage. Person takes a pill, ends up going through us and into the sewage network.
Isa sa mga mayakda ng ulat mula University of York sa United Kingdom na si Dr. John Wilkinson. Ang panganiba niya ay sa oras na ma-expose ang mas maraming uri ng bakterya sa antibiotic, mas malaki ang posibilidad na mawawalan nito ng epekto laban sa bakterya. Babala ng Queensland infectious disease expert na si Dr. Trent Yarwood na maaaring mawi ito sa mas mataas na antas ng tinatawag na resistant bacteria sa ating kapaligiran.
The bugs that are susceptible to those antibiotics get killed, but the ones that are resistant to them survive, and then they can go on to replace. And so overall, you end up with a much larger proportion of the bacteria in the environment that are resistant to the antibiotics that we use. And obviously, the ones that are making their way into the water supply are the ones that people are taking. So they're those sort of human use antibiotics, if you like. And then if people have an injury, say, you know, if they come off their motorbike and end up falling down into a muddy ditch, or if they, you know, they jump into a creek and get an injury from something under the water, and then those bugs that live in the water are ones that are more antibiotic resistant, then it increases the likelihood that when people go and see their doctor to get treatment, that the antibiotics that they get put on initially are less likely to work.
Yan ang paalala ng Queensland infectious disease expert na si Dr. Trent Yarwood. Sa pagpag-usap sa SBS, sinabi naman ng environmental engineer Professor Stuart Curran mula University of New South Wales na ito ang isa sa pinakamalaking banta sa kalusugan sa buong daigdig.
And there are many unknowns in terms of how we're going to be able to deal with it. Bacteria are developing resistance faster than we can develop new drugs to combat them. And the concern is that we might go back to the very bad old days when large numbers of people die from bacterial infections which are currently easily treatable.
Yan ang pag-usap ng Radyo SBS sa Environmental Engineer Professor Stuart Curran mula University of New South Wales. Anya, kailangan ding pag-isipan muli di lamang ang pamamaraan ng paggamit ng pagreseta ng mga doktor sa antibiotics, kundi pati na rin ang pamamaraan at proseso sa mga water treatment plants.
The water industry is discharging antibiotics via treated sewage effluents into the riverine environment. Then we need to look very closely at our sewage treatment plants and how effective those sewage treatment plants are, and potentially be working a lot harder to try and remove trace concentrations of some of these chemicals which may cause serious environmental implications.
Yan ang tinig ng environmental engineer na si Professor Stuart Curran mula University of New South Wales. Ani John Wilkinson naman, mayroon itong epekto sa paghatid ng pangalaga at pagpapagamot o paggamot sa mga pasyente.
There are antibiotics now that we don't generally use so much because we're seeing the level of resistance for the type of pathogens that we use those antibiotics to eliminate in our bodies becoming resistant to them. The concern, at least, is that we may run out of really usable antimicrobial medications.
At ito ang isa sa pinaka nakakabahalang kaganapan sa hinaharap ng serbisyong pangkalusugan.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.